Hachette Audio presents James, Biblical Commentary by Joyce Meyer, read by Jody Carlisle. About James. Author, James. Date, approximately AD 48. Audience, Jewish Christians in the early church. James was a common name in New Testament times, as it is today. Two of Jesus' 12 disciples were named James, but neither of them is the author of this letter. The author of this epistle is believed to be the James who is called the brother of Jesus, though he was technically his half-brother. Jesus and James both had Mary as their mother. James's father was Joseph, while Jesus' father was God himself. Sometimes people do not see the greatness in their own family members because they are with those people all the time, and they can see their flaws. Although James was the brother of Jesus, he recognized him as the resurrected Lord, for he refers to himself as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is very interesting and demonstrates James's humility because he could have easily written that he was the brother or relative of Jesus, but instead positions himself as a servant. We can tell from the New Testament that James occupied a prominent place in the church in Jerusalem, and he is mentioned several times in the book of Acts. In Acts 1:13-14, we see that James was one of the people praying in the upper room, along with Peter, John, Mary, and others. In Acts 12:17, after an angel released Peter from prison, Acts 12:6-10, Peter wanted to make sure James knew he was free, mentioning him by name. Along with Peter, James led what is known as the Jerusalem Council, which discussed the relationship between Gentile followers of Jesus and the law of Moses. James summarizes his judgment on the issues in Acts 15:13-21. When Paul returned to Jerusalem after some of his travels, he made a specific point to visit James, Acts 21:17-19, along with the elders of the church, to tell them what God was doing through his ministry. In Galatians, Paul mentions seeing James again on a separate journey. Obviously, James had close relationships with Peter and Paul and was instrumental in the beginnings of the early church. James is a
sample complete. Ready to continue?